I'm John Morgo, and here's a look at what's going on in Atlanta sports. Well, it's a Friday night, so that means only one thing. We got a full slate of college football action on Saturday. The Georgia Bulldogs may be the surprise number one team, according to the College Football Playoff, but that means little if they can't get it done tomorrow against 6-2 South Carolina. The Bulldogs feature a healthy roster with all the starters and backups projected to play. The only exception to that is inside linebacker Natrez Patrick. He's serving the final game of his 4-game suspension. Incidentally, a win over South Carolina plus a loss from Kentucky against Ole Miss, and that'll clinch the SEC East for the Bulldogs and give them a date in the SEC Championship game. Over in the ACC, Georgia Tech travels to Charlottesville to play Virginia. The Jackets are 4-3, while the Cavs are 5-3. They need one more game to become bowl eligible, but that has become a little bit of a distraction for the squad. Cavalier coach Bronco Mendenhall mentioned as much during his pre-game press conference, and he says that the team's just got to get back to focus and back to the particulars. That game is a noon start tomorrow. There's a rivalry game going on in Statesboro as Georgia State travels to Georgia Southern. The Eagles are still looking for their first victory on the 2017 campaign. They recently changed coaches with Chad Lunsford taking the helm from the fired Tyson Summers. Lunsford and the head coach of Georgia State, Sean Elliott, they're old friends dating back to their time on the Appalachian State staff. But according to Sean Elliott, don't expect that to get in the way of what the Panthers want to do. Georgia State has come in very strong. They've won 4 of the last 5 and have a 2-1 mark in the Sun Belt Conference. I'm John Morgo, and that's a look at Atlanta sports. Keep it where it is. We'll have more after this break.